If you're like most Americans, the shirt you're wearing today probably has a label telling you it was made in, say, Indonesia or Mexico. And a label on your computer probably tells you that it was made in China. But those country of origin labels don't tell you anything about how the product was made or about its environmental impact. Marie Carpenter reports from Boston on new web-based technologies that help track the origins and environmental footprints of consumer goods.
At the Patagonia store in Boston, shoppers are stocking up on gear for the New England winter. Salesman Chris Perello shows off a new product that's been selling like hotcakes.
So this is our brand new Nano Puff Pullover. The entire jacket weighs about 9 ounces, and it packs into its own pocket.
So, well, let's take a look at the computer and see what we can see about where this comes from.
Sounds good.
Perello walks over to a terminal and pulls up a web page called The Footprint Chronicles, Patagonia's effort to show the environmental impacts of its products.
We're just moving the server, and now...
The site shows the jacket was stitched together in Vietnam, using fabric and insulation from Japan and China, then sent to Reno, Nevada for distribution. Along the way, it traveled 12,000 miles and used the energy equivalent of burning an 18-watt bulb nonstop for a month. That might not sound like much, until you think about the resource stream of billions of other products zooming around the world every day.
You'll have a hard time finding any product that doesn't involve a dozen countries or more.
That's Leonardo Bonanni at MIT's Media Lab across the Charles River from the Patagonia store. He's in Cambridge, but the world of global manufacturing sits at his fingertips via a website he and some colleagues have designed. It's called SourceMap, and it's a sort of open-source analog to Patagonia's site. Bonanni enters some basic information and pulls up a source map for a typical laptop computer.
We're actually zooming around the Earth from satellite imagery, and if we go into this particular supply chain, we can actually go right down and see, in this case, the largest gold mine in the world from the air. And this brings a level of precision in the way that we can understand supply chains that many people have never seen before.
In addition to the huge gold mine in South Africa, the map leads to a massive copper mine in Chile and lead mines in Indonesia. Links lead to videos of some of the operations. In this case, the laptop involves 43 suppliers from 5 continents. Where Patagonia's website is a small window into one company's supply chain, SourceMap allows anyone to evaluate the sustainability claims of a growing number of corporations.
We found out there was basically no public resource to allow you to find out what the supply chain is behind a product or what the carbon footprint is. So while you might be told that something is green, you almost never get to see the math and the auditing underlying those assumptions. And as long as the consumer, but even the designer, is not exposed to the underlying calculations, it's very hard to imagine that we are going to have sustainable products on the market.
The two new websites, one open source and the other corporate, are part of a growing movement to use the internet to illuminate the usually obscured environmental impacts of consumer products. The movement is being led by activists, but a growing number of companies are signing up. Brooke Barton is a corporate manager for Ceres, a network of environmentally minded investors.
Ceres is committed to asking all the companies that we work with to unravel their supply chains to understand these environmental and social impacts.
Barton says niche companies like Timberland, the footwear manufacturer, are leading the pack in transparency, but bigger firms are getting involved too. Dole, for instance, now lets consumers use the web to track its organic bananas all the way back to the plantations where they were grown. Barton says even Walmart is starting to put its supply chain online.
They have partnered with some environmental groups concerned about the impacts of mining to produce a set of jewelry that allows the consumer to go online and understand exactly which mines the gold and silver was sourced from, where it was processed, and how it got to you as a consumer.
The movement toward more disclosure of resource use and pollution is being facilitated by ever better information technology. But Paul Dickinson of the Carbon Disclosure Project in London says it's really all about the power of consumers.
When we shop, we vote for the corporations who administer the production and distribution of the goods and services that we consume. And I think it's absolutely inevitable that people are going to put less and less money into the problem and more money into the solution.
I was freaking out a little bit because
Back at the Patagonia store in Boston, information from the Footprint Chronicles helps shoppers make more informed choices. But those choices aren't only about where a product comes from. Showing off a down sweater whose travels he looked up on the Footprint Chronicles, clerk Chris Perello says it's still about where it can take you. The sweater starts with feathers from geese raised in Hungary.
And then went from Hungary to California to Japan, China to Reno, Nevada.
And then from Reno to Boston.
Sure, from Reno to Boston, and hopefully on an adventure after that.
For The World, I'm Murray Carpenter.
You can find links to MIT's source map and Patagonia's footprint chronicles at theworld.org.